Lessons from the hacking of South Korea.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. South Korea is still recovering from an apparent cyber attack on Wednesday that shut down many cash machines, froze debit card transactions, and caused computers to go dark at banks and broadcasting companies. Power and transportation systems were not directly affected. South Korean officials suspect North Korea, but proving that will be difficult. Last week, North Korea had accused the South of getting into its computers. Michael Dubose heads the cyber investigations practice at Kroll, the corporate risk consulting firm.
All you need is a computer and a grudge, really, to cause tremendous harm to a country's critical infrastructure.
North Korea may not be at the cutting edge of technological sophistication, but that's not required for a hack like this.
On the underground internet, you can purchase almost any type of software exploit that you can imagine. You can even purchase hackers as mercenaries for the right price. So you don't need to be a sophisticated hacker to cause a tremendous amount of harm and to set off this kind of escalation that really could lead to some really concerning results.
Kroll's Michael Dubose is also the former chief of the cybercrime section of the Department of Justice. Some of the computer screens hacked in South Korea displayed images of skulls with glowing red eyes and maniacal laughter.